One of Australia's largest privately owned cattle companies has today joined forces with an Asian investment firm. Australian Country Choice, which predominantly supplies Coles, has signed a memorandum of understanding with Genius Link Asset Management in the hope of unlocking greater export market access, particularly in China. Now, ACC, you might know, runs more than 250,000 head of cattle across Queensland and operates a processing facility in Brisbane. Its managing director is David Foote.
To us, it provides a new significant platform for growth, and I guess it's linking both parties who have a share, a long-term and positive vision for the Australian beef industry.
Because an MOU doesn't mean money in the bank or equity partnerships. An MOU, what does it actually provide for ACC?
The MOU provides the platform that really you've done the understanding and identifying what each partner's looking for, what each partner's going to provide or bring to the table. So it's actually really a good, almost like a prenuptial agreement.
What do you get out of the deal then, so to speak?
What we're expecting and what's sitting in our vision is the opportunity to grow our current supply chain, but added to it, what Genius Link is looking at to do on the China side, which is an expansion into beef, into beef retailing, into further processing or deep processing, as they call it. And this is just further complements our operation.
Does that mean that both entities, Genius and ACC, stay completely separate and just work off the expertise of one another? Or is it about eventually forming a new joint venture itself?
The best way to understand it is that it's very early days. If there is an equity structure required, then that can be discussed at the time, Craig. There are no rules for or against, apart from today we've just signalled our intent to work together.
And then, of course, if there was to be some sort of equity grab further down the track, that would require the likes of FIRB approval.
Yes, for both of us, whether it be for our position in China or their position here in Australia, we will need to have government approval at either end.
David, Genius was at one stage linked with AACo, also CPC. You would have seen the media reports as well over the past 12 months. What was it that sealed the deal with ACC itself?
Yeah, I suppose to be frank, Craig, I was actually unaware of the type of deal or relationship they may have been discussing with others. And I guess I just expect that ACC's strong vertical integration model may have been the point of difference.
And when you talk about that, because that's a really interesting part of all this equation, how is that insulating, I guess, your business from the likes of the volatility that we are seeing, say, through the sale yards with very high prices right now?
Craig, yeah, agreed. Our integrated model certainly has the capacity to provide a level of supply surety, and that is insulating some of our supply side. But we're not a closed loop, and we will still be joining less affected than others while we wait for the cattle flows to normalise.
Because you did mention that you want to increase production. Is that with cattle that you already have or having to buy in more, David Foote?
Well, Craig, I guess this step started. Our first step was when we had the ACBH joint venture with the Acton Group last year, providing more of our back end. We spoke then at the time that we wanted to increase our back end, put calves on the ground, which was to give us an improved capacity of supply. And at the same time, we've increased our processing capacity here at Cannon Hill by around about 12%. And so, yes, it's a bigger engine to feed. And these will all be steps towards increasing our supply to match our internal demand, which will then lead off into meeting Coles requirements and the export business.
And actually, speaking of that, because the split at the moment is about, 75% to Coles, 25% to export, is it around that equation?
It's still floating pretty close to that, even after 10 years.
So what will be the target, say, for the export side of your business under the plans that you have in train now with the likes of Genius?
Okay, I mean, supplying Coles will remain the principal focus of our supply chain and business. It is rare that any customer takes 100% of every carcass. So we actually need a balance of customers to get 100% carcass utilisation. And Genius Link and or the China market, as indeed does Japan and Korea, offers specific opportunities for various cuts.
And of that, what do you think, what sort of cuts will you be sending to the likes of China? What is the demand telling you that you need to be sending there?
The easy answer is... a bit like everybody says, if every animal had 7 rib fillets, Australia would be happy. And for us at the moment, I guess, if every animal had 7 briskets, then China would be really ecstatic. It is not a steak market. A very, very small percentage of the population sit down to eat a slab of Australian steak. Mm. Very, very much into either further processing, particularly for the hot pot, which is thin slicing and quick cooking. So we would see China as adding value to a certain part of the carcass.
And David Foote, how critical, because at the moment you can send frozen beef to the Chinese market, how critical will it be to get across the line as a chilled beef supplier to increase that export potential that you do see?
Well, Craig, if you're looking at, I guess, high-end retail through China, high-end retail rarely is a reseller of frozen beef. And so having market access for chilled beef into China for all of our industry can only enhance values back down into the supply chain. And frozen is excellent for manufacturing process and further processing, but we really do need chilled to work in the high-end restaurant and high-end retail.
And because we don't often have the chance to chat, I've got to throw in a question about your outlook for 2016 and the next 12 months. How do you see the cattle market unfolding in Australia, David Foote?
I've spoken before and won a few friends and gained a lot of enemies when I made a call about 4 weeks ago, Craig, but the fundamentals to me are still pretty clear. Australia is reliant on its export markets with over 70% of product exported. It's impacted by global competitors and now more recently again, the Aussie dollar and where our customers see value. The Australian market, on the other hand, at the moment is being driven through that opportunity and necessity to restock and to take opportunities of the rainfall that's fallen where it's fallen. So those two markets are still quite a long way apart. If I'd sat down and said to somebody, I'm going to do a budget 2 years ago where my live cattle and my feeder cattle and my weaners are going to have a 3 at the start of the number, not the end, they would have thought I was on some form of drugs. So we are at new levels. It may not be where we were last year, but I think we're coming back to a level which will be comfortable for all sectors. And if not all sectors of chain are profitable, we know that's only turmoil.
And as a large supermarket supplier, which ACC is, are consumers willing to pay that little bit more for beef, or are you starting to see kickback of some of these price increases that have had to flow through the supply chain?
Whilst I can't speak specifically what Coles are seeing, Craig, but the general trend across from the consumer insight surveys that are out there, we've actually reached a level where growth has slowed in terms of the volume of the value. So I think we reached a price point late last year, and that is causing people to shift, not necessarily into other proteins, but maybe shift within the category of beef. We mightn't be eating as many rib fillets or porterhouses on a week. We might be down more to the blades or the rumps or maybe another mince meal. So we're not losing consumer patterns yet in the whole beef category. We're just maybe losing the value at the top end.